Hi, everybody. Welcome to Meet the Members at Candy Factory Co-working. Today, we are going to be speaking with Floor Americas. I've got Roy and Marina here, and I'm just going to ask them a few questions about the business and themselves. And how are you guys doing today?
Great. I just picked up a smoothie bowl on my way into work this morning.
Nice.
I'm great as well, but she did not pick me up a bowl.
So that's
really better.
I promise I will get you one next time.
Yeah. Gotta start the day right.
Yeah. But having delicious coffee, so, all things good.
Perfect. Excellent. do you guys want to just tell us a little bit about your company, what you do?
Yeah, sure. Floor Americas is a specialty biotech company. And when I say specialty biotech, we do a lot of different things, but primarily we develop CBD and other cannabinoid medicines, but mostly right now when you're talking about international trade in cannabis, you're mostly talking about CBD. And so we not only develop products, but we also file to protect the IP around them, and then we license those products to pharmaceutical companies, veterinary companies. It could also include things like clinics, mostly in Latin America, but we're also looking at some options to distribute these products in Europe.
Very cool.
Yeah, and we also, as part of our services, we have a consulting angle where we help them advise how to create new products. So we teach them about branding and specifically when it comes to cannabis as well.
Very nice.
Yeah, high level, it's like outsourced cannabis.
Yeah.
Let's think of it that way.
If companies want to get into the space, we help them out.
Very nice. Yeah, it sounds like you guys really cover a lot of different areas in what you do.
Yeah, we try. Well, one of our mottos, I guess, is specialize, not generalize. So we kind of try to stick to specific things, which is why we call ourselves a specialty company. So we break it down between animal and human, but the overall kind of theme that encompasses everything is products for your endocannabinoid system.
Very nice. So, I was going to ask, what does your company do differently than others? But I don't know that I've ever heard of another company working on this. Are you guys pretty forefront of your specialty?
Yeah, I think that's kind of true. Yeah, it's like, we do things differently in the sense that we are unique in our business model.
And in our space as well. Not a lot of people going into South America right now because it's such a new market.
Yeah, and the model in cannabis traditionally has been that companies, start up, they have a cultivation site, they have a product manufacturing site, and then they also intend to market, distribute, sell those products at storefronts or online shopping or wherever. However, for us, we don't, like, our clients are skilled at that type of stuff. So in Brazil, for example, we work with a client who, they're multinational from France, but they're in Brazil. And they know the market. So we don't have to know the market and know what price point this CBD powder is going to sell for example. They know that. They're the experts in that. We allow them to excel at what they do, and we provide sort of the back-end advisory to make sure that they can get cannabis products to market and enter the industry, essentially. So we're unique in that way, and like Marina was saying, we specialize in that sense. Like, we have a very strong skill set that allows existing players to do this, but we don't, purport to do everything.
Yeah, we like you said, we do the behind the scenes. So our other little phrase that we like to say is we take the lead without taking the spotlight. So it's not about us, we help them kind of develop their brand into this new space.
Very cool. That's very cool. Yeah, that sounds very similar to essentially what we at Candy Factory Co-working are giving you guys. We're trying to help support your company from the
background. Totally.
So.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. There's a true parallel there, actually. It's funny you say that. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, what do you enjoy most about working at Candy Factory Co-working?
Oh, so many things.
Working with you.
Yes, fun.
Yeah, I mean, so many things. I love the location personally.
Me as well. I've been just moved uptown, and it's a 20-minute walk for me, so it's really nice to be so close.
Yeah, but the services also within the space are amazing. I mean, we use conference rooms. Yesterday, for example, we had an hour-long conference call in there. And just the backdrop of those rooms with the brick walls, I think, looks great. Like, optics-wise, you know, I think on these Zoom calls, that looks great. And, you know, in addition to the conference rooms, obviously, you know, we drink a lot of coffee.
The snack supply. I like being able to have 24-hour access as well, because sometimes, you know, startup life, you sometimes need to come in on a weekend or stay late, and it's nice to have that flexibility. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, and then I think, you know, Marina can probably speak to this better than me, but the community, really, like, you have Lunch Club on Wednesday, Mike, everyone's part of that, you know, we're always talking to Chuck. Chuck drops some good knowledge on us, like, someday, he told us recently, someday it's chicken, someday it's feathers.
We share wisdom.
I think there's that, too, and, like, that element of it as well.
Nice. Yeah, I love the community here. You guys are all pretty delightful, and I love seeing you guys interact with each other and, you know, have your lunch dates and things like that. So I would agree on that one, definitely. Let's see. So personally, what do you guys enjoy doing in your free time?
Maybe I'll go because I'm more boring than you. I do a lot of dad stuff. So, you know, it's super exciting for me on a personal level, but not like all that thrilling, I think. You know? So I spend a lot of time hiking with my kids. That's great. And then I spend a lot of time, you know, dance classes, 6-year-old girl dance classes, things like that. But like I said, maybe you've got a more exciting answer.
I don't know. Let's see. I feel like I've over the last year, I've picked up quite a lot of new hobbies, but right now I'm trying to teach myself piano. I've set up my little keyboard player in my new space. In the summer, I like to roller skate. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the time I'm just kind of aimlessly wandering around cleaning or moving things around my apartment right these days. Trying to like do laundry, just life stuff. I don't know. The winter is going to be interesting because we'll all be hibernating inside. So probably just lots of reading, cooking, you know, catching up with family as well. That takes up a lot of my free time because it's all across different time zones and virtually. So you have to make time for that as well. Can I come to a dance jazz class? Yeah. Is it open to all ages?
Yeah. Sounds fun. You know you're getting old when the dance teacher says, you know, play something like a Billy Ocean song or something.
Nice.
The kids don't even know.
Kids are like, what is that song? Is that new?
So, you can. Feel free. You know,
thanks. Yeah. I think I'll join.
Get a little audience going. I like it. Very cool. Okay. Well, back to the business and my final question. What are you guys excited about in the next year of the business?
So many things. Right before you came in, we were reflecting on this time last year and where we both were. And we were like, man, last year me would be so proud of where I'm at now. Every time it's a big leveling up moment. We feel very grateful to be here. But the next year, I feel like there's so much coming up. There's a lot of problem solving we need to do, which we enjoy. That's not a bad thing. Hopefully quite a bit of travel internationally because we're opening up these new business opportunities. And for us, we really like to have the in-person connection with our clients. So it's been a real challenge not having that over the last 2 years. So we'd really like to get back to Argentina and meet up with our team there. And, you know, we have an office in Uruguay as well, which we really want to go back to soon. That's one thing I'm really looking forward to. What about you, Roy?
Yeah, I think that's all stuff to be excited about. We have our products will be hitting shelves in Europe and South America next year. We just got this word yesterday that, you know, they really want to be on shelves in Spain in March. So we have a lot of work to do between now and then. Mm-hmm. Like we said yesterday, it's a good problem to have. It's a problem nonetheless. We have to solve it. But if we can pull that off, I think that would be extremely thrilling. So I think just the idea that, you know, 3 years of kind of hard work and dedication to this and perseverance is finally going to be paying off in the next 6 months. 3 to 6 months is that alone is a thrill, I think. Yeah.
That's always a good feeling.
Yeah,
that's exciting. Well, very cool. I'm very excited to see, you know, what comes down the pipe with you guys, and congratulations that you'll be having some exciting milestones this upcoming year. But yeah, thank you guys for sitting and talking with me, and
yeah,
it's always a blast to chat with you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, we need to practice talking more about ourselves. I think we need to get better at it. So thank you for the opportunity to help us.
You're welcome. Thank you again for listening to Meet the Members at Candy Factory Coworking. It has been a blast chatting with Marina and Roy. If you are interested in seeing our space or what kind of membership options we have here, feel free to go check out our website. It's www.candyfactorycoworking.com. My name is Morgan. I am the community manager here, and I would love to give you a tour if you're looking for a new workspace. We have a lot of flexible options. Otherwise, we will catch you next time.